How did you get interested in jazz music and who was your biggest inspiration?
I came across a CD by Archie Shepp when I was 15 and it immediately blew me away, and ever since I'm under the influence of jazz.
I'm totally coming from rock music, and jazz was a big influence for me, or still a big influence, but it was brand new for me when I was around like 16, and it was such a big inspiration because jazz has a lot of freedom in music, and it's very, very inspiring.
Do you think studying maths helped you with improvisation?
Oh, maths! I think I get this question quite often because people remember it easily that I have something to do with mathematics and with computer science. Actually, in the math class, almost everybody played an instrument. It was so popular. And I know a lot of musicians who used to be good at mathematics. Not everybody, but a lot. So there has to be a connection. For me, the connection is the structures. Because, for example, when we improvise, we are very free, but still we keep building structures. Improvisation for me is like building a sentence or like building something from scratch. And for that, you need to have a good vision of structuring. That, for me, that's the connection.
What is improvisation for you?
Improvisation, it's more like a communication. It's more like having a conversation with somebody. And also, I totally agree with it's like building something together. And it's also a big fun and a very big part of our music.
So your pieces of jazz music are all based on singing and guitar playing. Are there big differences to bigger jazz combos? You just said you are going to add a contrabass and drums. So where are the big differences?
We both have many roles when we play in duo. It has advantages and disadvantages as well. We need to be soloists. We need to accompany each other. Sometimes we are percussionists, sometimes we are bassists, because we lack these instruments, so we have to fill that space with what we have. I also try to use my voice in many different ways and create many effects, not just the usual way of singing, but also becoming a kind of a percussion instrument. And that's a huge advantage, because we can experiment so much, and that's something really that gives us a lot of fun. On the other hand, it's also a huge responsibility, and the disadvantage is that there's always a space that we need to fill somehow.
To play in duo, you have to take a lot of risk.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very not so easy. And maybe this is the reason why we really, really enjoy it. It's, you have to be focused like all the time, but I think when we are creating the new songs in quartet with double bass and drums, it's gonna open new dimensions for us musically. So I can't wait to try the new songs in quartet.
You just talked about all the sounds you create with your voice. Are there some sounds that are especially hard for you to do?
Of course. There are some which come more naturally, and there are some for which I need to be more focused and concentrated. I try to use my voice in many different ways, and jazz allows me to do that. One good thing about jazz is that you can really adapt to the mood you are in, to the physical condition you are in. Some days it's very easy to sing high notes. Some days it's really difficult because I'm in a different mood, or because I have a little cold or something. So the body, for me, singing is a very physical thing. I use my body to create everything. I don't have an instrument, just what my body is capable of. So yes, for me it's a huge challenge.
For me, the guitar is the voice, so guitar is the way how I'm trying to communicate through music. So, yeah, it's different with an instrument, but maybe we have like kind of the same problems or the same like issues. Yeah, with the instrument also. So it's very, very special, I think.
In the concert, I was pretty impressed with your loop station improvisation. How do you manage not to get confused with all the different sounds?
Sometimes I'm confused at first, but actually my loop station, it's very, very easy. It does only one thing, that I'm recording and it plays back. And it's just I'm trying to keep the main idea, that sometimes you can hear like five guitars, but the sound is like between the guitar and the voice only. So it's not that complicated. But honestly, I practiced a lot in the last like 10 years with the loop station. It's a big fun, and it gives you more, more tools in music. Yes.
Looking back over the years, how do you think your style changed to your current album?
I think in the beginning we wanted to push a lot with Balint in duo, because the space unfilled by a non-present drummer or bass player needed to be filled. And I think in the beginning we kept pushing our borders. We kept forcing a lot of things which we don't force now. I think during the years we learned to appreciate the space that we have in duo, that I can play with very soft sounds as well. I can create a big effect with a tiny, tiny voice. And we try to play with the amplitude of volume and also of dynamics.
Yeah, I think at first we had to learn how to forget the frustration. Like, wow, this is just a duo without a drum and without a bass player, and maybe it's not enough for the people. It cannot be powerful enough or colorful enough. And this is the reason why we worked a lot, we practiced a lot together and rehearsed a lot, like to find our voice and how to tell the stories in a big dynamic scale through our music. So, but I think now it works quite well.
And I think our compositions changed also, because in the beginning we were kind of jamming a lot. Mm-hmm. And now it's more about songs and more about written out compositions, through composed compositions. We both try to evolve as songwriters, and we work a lot on the new songs, on the new melodic and harmonic structures. So I think it's more based on composition now and not so much on jamming, although we love to jam.
Yeah.
One last question. Do you have a short answer to what jazz means to you?
Freedom.
Intensity.